This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, as you know, audience, this is the fourth Saturday of the month where I will have on my good friend Tasha B. And she is the host of Ladies Talk Cyber, featuring topics on innovation and solutions for business and everyday life.
Hi, Kimmy. Welcome to Ladies Talk Cyber.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tasha.
I'm very excited to have you on our show and talk about something super cool that you guys are doing and how it integrates with business, everyday business, and you're utilizing the AI tool.
Yeah, I'm super, super, duper excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about yourself, Kimmy.
So I have a background of business development, sales, customer engagement, pretty much anything customer facing, anything that has to do with fixing issues when it comes to having customers. So notably, in one of my most recent positions, I was able to take a dealership, a car dealership from six-figure range in annual sales to over $40 million in sales by just changing the process that my team went through. So that's some big stuff. I'm super duper excited. And then I come from the East Coast. So, you know, that's a different world. I'm now in the Midwest and Once I relocated, you know, I kept getting job offers and they were just like, it just did not match my experience. The offers were just, you know, it wasn't competitive enough for me to want to move forward with them. And so I was just like, how can I scale myself? And that's what led to ProBound. But the big thing is, in talking to customers, we realized that there was a common issue. And a lot of the issues that customers were facing, unfortunately, were with MSPs, with their IT support providers. Yeah. And a lot of the issues was just the wait time, the callback, the customer service, the response. It was just a lot. And one of our customers actually asked us, hey, you should go and sell to them. But at that time, you know, we're still trying to figure out who our customers as a startup. And yeah, in meeting with an MSP, we then discovered such a large gap. And that's how we ended up here.
What a beautiful story. So you found a niche. You found a need. There was a pain point. Reinvented yourself and found a niche and just created value.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. So now your target are MSPs and making them more efficient. So tell me about this ProBound tool.
So it's voice AI. It's voice AI. So if you go to ProBound.ai, you can actually test out a agent live, but it's voice AI, conversational AI. So the AI would be able to answer the inbound calls, triage the customer, send tickets through like ConnectWise or whatever PSA system, you know, they're using, and submit the tickets. It may be able to complete some of the tickets for things such as like a password reset, onboard, offboard. Just different levels. So I would say level one, level two technical support would probably be the levels that we would stick around for. Right. What we would stick around to work with.
Yeah, no, that's great. So for the MSPs, the value is because typically the pain point is, okay, I have to triage these issues. The level one is so busy, you know, depending on the demand of all the customers and the, you know, the clients, then this agent would be able to act in liaison with the technician, the level one tech?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that level one tech, one can now do more more of the serious work instead of the repetitive everyday tasks. Now their job is to basically, they can actually just manage the AI, making sure that the tickets are closed in and out. They don't have to talk to customers as much because let's be honest, technical support folks do not like talking to customers.
They don't. You get the rare.
No.
Thanks to the email, I'm like, okay, here's a ticket. Let me update you.
Yeah. Like they just, you know, and that's just what it is. So it kind of helps on both ends. It puts MSPs in the position to scale without having to scale headcount. But it also puts the employees in a position to also grow to higher positions. Meaning an MSP, if they have 50 customers today with ProBound, they can grow to 300 and they don't have to go and hire a whole lot of a much larger technical support team.
That's fantastic. From a security perspective, how do you protect against, say, bad actors who are trying to act as if they are the end user or the level one tech and authorizing?
So when it comes to authorizations, we're looking at different things such as geofencing. So pretty much just searching the location of the customer. So let's say an MSP has a customer in California, that would be registered in the system. And we would just make sure that, you know, they're not pinging in Orlando or in New York or in Asia or in Africa, right? Another thing, obviously, is MSPs typically have a bunch of security questions that they ask at the same time. So our agents can actually ask and look for those answers. And if those answers are not there, our agent will just hang up. The agent can also send a text message for like a facial recognition, depending on the level of security necessary to complete the task. So, yeah, those are a couple of things that we're looking at.
Quite impressive. I'm sure you have like a backlog of MSPs knocking on your door.
We have quite a few. It's been a month since we started talking to MSPs. And okay. So the stage we're in right now is we're testing out our triage agents. But, you know, we believe that once we are full live, it's going to, everything's going to go fast.
Sure it will. And it's definitely a need. And I love how, for one, knowing yourself and being able to say, okay, you know what? I deserve more than just what is being presented at me. So I love that, because you could have just went and worked for, you know, another company and just did status quo, but you move forward with what you were passionate about and you reinvented something, reinvented yourself, and came up with an amazing opportunity.
Thank you.
As they always say, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at, right? So you never know. Things can change and you don't know what you're going to step into. The security and the voice-enabled AI, is there like a password or something, like a key code, or how does that work in regards to that as well? If they want to spare your voice, or is that something that might be too far ahead, but is that something that for like imitating?
So our AI agents, we don't sell imitation AI. And I say that because companies have asked if we can, you know, take their voice and replace them. And we have said no. The reason being is it misrepresents the business. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a team of four, our test agent is named Kelly, right? But if you have a team of four and one of your agents is named Kelly, then we're going to suggest, all right, let's not name this agent Kelly. Let's name this agent, I don't know, Ashley or Brad, right? And match the voice for that. So no, we don't. We definitely do not take your employees' voices and repurpose it.
Okay, I just had to ask. I wanted to know. Yeah. So speaking of these agents and the voices, and so you can create your own little look and customize it. And that's awesome. That's so cool. Like to tailor it towards yourself. And then you can brand it based on your company name or your.
So the agents itself, the onboarding process for our platform pretty much looks like you create an account, and then you will submit your company information. So for an MSP, let's say the name of your MSP is Technical Test, Technical Test. And so Technical Test will submit their company data, their company information, their website, and then also select a few options when it comes to plugging into their systems. At that point, they will also select whatever agent they're looking to hire and what they would like to add for their agent, the responsibilities of their agent. So if they just want a dispatcher agent, and a triage agent, for example, but they don't want the agent to do anything else, and they can select those two steps and then what they need to plug into. At that level, they pay and they go on about their day. So we have the HPG model. It's called Hire, Pay, Go About Your Day. And so at that stage, the AI is pre-trained for the MSP space, for the technical support talents or teams. And all you're doing is inputting your company data and it will fill it in from there.
That's fantastic. Phenomenal. Very creative. I mean, hats off. This is very impressive. And in the era of AI, right, everybody is talking about it between cybersecurity and AI. This is a great use case on how you can leverage the good of AI to make your business more scalable. This is phenomenal. So what's next? I mean, where's ProBound AI going?
So ProBound, we're currently testing out the triage agents. We are building other agents, but we just want to make sure that the security is, of course, tight when it comes to the autonomous agents. So our focus right now is the dispatcher and the triage agents. So once we go live with that, the MSP community will see us more actively because we will be at their front doors and, you know, communicating with them to sell those agents as we continue to build fully autonomous agents.
That's good. Very good. I love the vision. I can't wait to see where you guys take this, where you go with it. I can definitely see you eventually in SP. This is amazing. So, you know, I'm thinking about the verticals also. I can, with what you're doing right now, I know you're focused on MSPs, but even when you were speaking of like the car dealership, auto dealership, you know, and every small business, any larger scale businesses, they need something of the sort to help them maneuver through it, right? And then you don't have to have the staff necessarily because you have your AI agent, but you always keep the human in the middle, as they say, right?
Yeah. You always want to keep the human in the loop. So that's another portion of the business. That's an expansion strategy that we have, because we already provide support to customers in the higher ed space as well as real estate space. Those are our customers prior to, you know, focusing on the MSP. And what we are seeing is that 9 times out of 10, once MSPs are utilizing ProBound regularly, and, you know, they're going to look for voice AI for their customers. And so what we're expecting is for them to reach out to us and say, hey, you know, can you do this for our restaurant customer or our, you know, our higher ed customer or what have you? And we'll be prepared to provide those support agents for the MSP to actually resell on their behalf as their own AI agents.
That's very nice. So do you have, do your AI agents have the ability to build like a knowledge base as well for like tech support?
So the knowledge base is already there.
Because it's based on your platform and it's built already.
Okay. So think about, we'll use ChatGPT as an example, right? With ChatGPT, you have to feed it all of your information.
Right.
But
right.
What if ChatGPT could just take your text messages, for example, and read it and learn the type of person you are and create emails based on how you communicate in your most professional text messages to your colleagues, right? That's kind of how ProBound is. So we've taken the information that we know when it comes to the job descriptions of each agent and what the agents have to do. And all we're pretty much doing is feeding it that information. Everyone is using. For the most part, most MSPs are doing somewhat of the same things when it comes to IT support. You know, they are either have their own tools that they're reselling or that they're selling, excuse me, or they're reselling tools for, you know, other companies. And so for us, all it is taking that information and building around that and customizing the agents specifically for IT support.
So it gets smarter as it goes through each aspect of business, right? So it's
Yes.
building a knowledge base. Okay. And then it can grow as the business continues and they get more support requests and stuff. Okay.
So it stores the type of requests that comes through. So if it knows that, all right, 40% of tickets that come in on a Friday afternoon are password resets, but on a Monday, 50% of tickets that come through are people don't know how to open their laptop, right? So
yeah.
It kind of stores that data so it understands the behavior of the consumers.
But now you got me really thinking. One of my old bosses always used to tell me, he said, you have to know what's in your backyard to know what's normal and what's not.
Yeah.
And so now when it comes to AI understanding how your business flows, Is it able to also say, hey, I see a trend of people that are not able to, or they're having these password resets or don't know how to connect to the printer. Let's do something to remediate that and fix it. Maybe it's training or like the phishing campaigns. I see people are opening up, they're getting phishing campaigns all the time. Well, maybe we need to train them on what not to click on.
Yeah. So it is a future that we're looking at.
I'm seeing it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's part of the pathways. It's part of the analytics that we want to provide.
Okay.
So when it comes to that, because it better helps you serve your customers.
Cool.
So, you know, obviously, if you know that a high percentage of your customers are looking for this, and this is the type of customers they are, for example, higher ed are looking for people to help them onboard, offboard, and, you know, maybe they just have employees in and out their back door. Then, you know, okay, this is the first thing that I should offer on my higher ed customers, like, because this is going to be the most important option for them. So that is in the near future for our program as a part of the analytics stack.
I can't tell you enough. I'm very excited for you guys and where you're going with this. Having worked in MSP environment, you know, for many years, being a provider, being in the tech world, I get that. And definitely see the need. When it comes to, say, like PCI, you know, HIPAA, things of that sort, I guess, how does that work? Have you had to encounter any of that or considering that as part of your business? If you have
that
a
is,
registry?
that is considered. We are, I guess, what's considered HIPAA compliant, I think is the term. So we're just, all these things are expensive. We're a startup. So we are following the necessary security risks, but as far as just obtaining those certifications, we're not in the biggest rush to do so because our agents, we're not providing fully autonomous agents at the moment. But we know that once we provide those fully autonomous agents and when we're presented to those customers, those are themes that they're going to have, you know, SOC 2. We've already spoken to a team. We already have a CIO that's assisting us with that process. So those are things that we're taking into account as well.
Brilliant. You, as another lady in tech, tell me, like, what made you, I mean, do you like what you do? Do you, I mean, is this, what inspires you about this industry?
So what inspires me about this industry, one, it's a growing industry. It's growing 13% year on year. And I am the person considered, I am the one person, if anybody knows me, they'll say, yeah, can we just get shit done? Yeah. That's who I am.
GSD.
Yes. Big GSD energy. And for me, I think just in the customers that we've spoken to, seeing that they have all the same complaints, even locally, when we talk to, you know, organizations in our local environment, and they're still complaining about their IT support. It's like everyone has these complaints, and it's like, you know,
we need to elevate. We need to raise the bar. It's true, because we're
here to raise the bar. But how do we raise the bar if we can't hire, if we can't afford to hire any other employees, right?
AI.
Yeah, so I think for me, I enjoy the challenge that comes with this. That for me, that's exciting. I'm a Virgo, so I'm a big challenge person. So I want to come in, I want to dominate, I want to kill it. I want to prove that, you know, we are who we say we are. And MSPs are going to continue to grow with the help of ProBound.
Well said. Yes. And how are you getting your name out there?
So we have channel partners.
Yeah.
And literally every MSP that we've spoken to has been an introduction from someone in our network that's very excited about what we're doing. And so that is the biggest way that we've noticed, even with our customers. We never had to go after customers because we were just, you know, blessed with very beautiful channel partners that made our journey easy. So, or easier, I would say. And so for us, that's one way that we're getting out there. But we also have a couple of events lined up, the fall of this year, next year, where, you know, we'll be at the MSP events. We'll have a couple of booths. How we plan on getting in front of them. Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. And then you got to come to South Florida, because from what I understand, you're in Oklahoma.
Huh?
You're in Oklahoma. So
yes, we're in Oklahoma. So. Yeah, coming to Florida. You know, it's been a while since I've been to Florida, so.
Well, I welcome you to Florida. It's hot. Just get ready, okay? So MSPs, I hope you're listening out there. This is targeted at you. Let's raise the bar for our customers and reach out to Kimmy. How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, so very simple. My email is kemi@probound.ai. Or Kemi Olonloyo on my LinkedIn. I'm really easy to find. If you just type in Kemi ProBound, I should pop up. So that is the best way to get into contact with me. But you can also go on our website and book a call, probound.ai. Book a call, play with the agent, provide feedback. We love hearing feedback. Try to break the agent. That's always fun. It's a demo agent, so it's not going to do anything regardless. And yeah, that would be the best way to get into contact with us. We are looking for design partners. We are looking for pilot customers. So this is probably going to be the coming in, joining, working with ProBound now is probably going to create the most affordable opportunity you have to take advantage of the best and the best.
Absolutely. And quick question, I meant to ask you, what platform? So I heard ConnectWise. Do you working with any other CRMs?
Yeah, so we do work with HubSpot. We work with pretty much all the major CRMs. So what we have, that's a huge list, but we have a huge list of all the CRMs and the tools that MSPs are utilizing, and we're working on connecting to literally all of them. So some of them you may know, you may not know. I know we had a previous conversation and you were not unfamiliar with a startup called Roost, but they're growing super fast. And, you know, that's very popular for what we're seeing. So we are actually talking to them right now to get on their platform as well. So yeah, we'll be, I guess, platform, is it platform agnostic?
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Yes, exactly. Because different entities, small, large, medium, you know, they utilize different platforms. But the fact that you can integrate with them is phenomenal. So, you know, I'm thinking also for the smaller entities or one or two person shop, they could leverage this for their, you know, attorney firms and their customer base that has a smaller base, you know. So I can definitely see how this is very valuable. And then as you scale, and you have male and female agents, you have, you know, just, yeah, that's great.
Male, female, multilingual. We have agents that our agents speak up to 30 languages. So now here's the thing. Before we go and we have an agent speaking a language that we are not familiar with, such as Hindi or French, you know, we would require a team member to be
validated.
to be able to validate it. So either a team member or maybe one of your customers to be able to validate it, because we want to make sure, again, that the agent, the business is well represented, and we don't want an agent just on there saying things that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Are there any, I have to ask it. Are there any words that you tell an agent not to say? Like, don't say bad words?
No. So I've never had to teach an agent not to say a bad word. I have had to teach an agent not to just hang up. So, or get defensive.
They got defensive?
They got defensive, yeah.
Oh.
As we were training our agents, one thing that it did, so I went through a series of questions and then I just turned around and said, okay, well, I just lied to you and wasted your time. And the agent pretty much got defensive and it responded like, why would you do that? And then it said, well, you know what? Since you wasted my time, I'm hanging up.
Oh, good for the agent. No,
the agent is setting its boundaries.
Yeah, it's setting its boundaries. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, this sounds like an awesome venture, and I cannot wait to see where you guys go with this. This is beautiful. I can definitely see the value, again, to the clients, to the MSPs, and then as you expand your verticals, this is the beauty of AI and where you can go with it and reinventing and really redefining how we do business.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies Talk Cyber with your host, Tasha B.
Powered by South Florida Community Roundup Show.
This podcast was powered by Intellex and by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.